It's 5:30. I'm Ed Morin, and you're listening to MPBN Radio. Ahead on Main Things Considered, as promised, Republican Governor Paula Page has vetoed the $6.7 billion state budget, and several Maine lawmakers want the state's watchdog agency to launch an investigation into allegations that Republican Governor Paula Page overstepped his authority. I'm Ed Morin with this look at Maine news. As promised, Governor Paula Page has vetoed the $6.7 billion two-year state budget, saying it does not meet the goals he set for the budget last January. He says it has too much spending and not enough tax cuts, and for the first time, a veto message to lawmakers includes pictures to illustrate the governor's objections. House Speaker Mark Eaves, a Democrat from North Berwick, is not surprised.
The presentation is unique. It's not unexpected. This is something that the governor likes to do. We are here trying to govern, trying to make sure that state government doesn't shut down.
The legislature reconvenes tomorrow morning, and leaders of both parties expect the budget veto will be overridden. They also will have to deal with scores of other vetoes and bills they have yet to consider. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has dealt a major blow to an Obama administration plan to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous air pollutants. In a 5-4 decision today, the court said that the Environmental Protection Agency failed to take cost into account when the agency first decided to regulate toxic emissions from coal and oil-fired power plants. Dylan Voorhees of the Natural Resources Council of Maine says the ruling has special implications for Maine, which is downwind of the power plants in New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. He says coal power plants are the largest source of mercury emissions.
Mercury is a toxin that's very dangerous for young children. Mercury pollution gets into our water, into our fish, and other wildlife. And so it's really important that we take steps to reduce mercury pollution, and these rules will be a very important piece of that.
Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia says it is not appropriate to impose billions of dollars in economic cost in return for a few dollars in health or environmental benefits. The case now goes back to a lower court for the EPA to decide how to account for the costs. And voters in East Millinocket today turn out for a non-binding referendum on a proposal to create a national park east of Baxter State Park. Medway voters voted no in a similar tally last week. You're listening to the radio stations of the Maine Public Broadcasting Network. Good Monday afternoon. This is Maine Things Considered on MPBN Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Ed Morin. For the first time since being accused of orchestrating the firing of Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves as president of the Goodwill Hinckley School in Fairfield, Governor Paula Page is speaking out about it. And as Mel Leary reports, the governor is defending his actions.
Last week, after House Speaker Eaves accused Governor LePage of getting him fired from a job he had yet to start, LePage was reluctant to comment on the allegation.
I can't talk about it because I've been advised by attorneys to stay away from that. Let him do what he's got to do. He's not the only one that has the right to the First Amendment.
But now he is acknowledging that he did intervene, and he's also defending his action to prevent Eaves from getting the job because of Eaves' long opposition to charter schools. Goodwill Hinckley operates a charter school on its campus.
I don't understand but a threat. Here is a person who for 5 years has been going against charter schools. He voted against them. He spoke harshly against them. And now he's concerned? I don't know what he's talking about. I'm a pro-charter school advocate. He's an opponent.
Eve says the principal goal of Goodwill Hinckley has been to help children at risk, something that has long been the focus of his professional career. He says the board of Goodwill Hinckley agreed that he was the best choice to run the school, until LePage intervened and threatened to pull $500,000 in state funding for the school if Eaves was kept as president. LePage does not deny he withheld state funds.
Yeah, I did. If I could, I would. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? Tell me why I wouldn't take taxpayer money to prevent somebody to go into a school and destroy it because his heart's not in doing the right thing for Maine people.
Eve says what the governor did was to use his position as governor to keep state funds from a private nonprofit and punish a political opponent along the way. He says it bodes ill for state government as a whole.
Our three branches of government are equal. They exist together. That is being threatened right now if this goes unchecked. So I don't know what else to call it other than blackmail. That's certainly what it feels like to me.
LePage rejects the use of the word blackmail to characterize what he did.
Go read the definition. Please read the definition of blackmail. I don't gain anything out of it, and neither does he. So there's nobody gaining anything. So I think you're misusing the word. And that's coming from a Frenchman.
But the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary, along with several others, say personal gain is not a requirement for the definition. They say to force someone to do something by using threats is one definition of blackmail. Eve says it sure seems like blackmail to him.
I don't know if anybody gained anything, but I know I lost a job. And I know I lost a job because the governor got in the way and used the machinery of government, taxpayer dollars, to prevent that from happening.
When asked if he will take legal action against LePage, Eves will only say everything is under consideration. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.
The state's Government Oversight Committee is being formally asked by Republican, Independent, and Democratic lawmakers to launch an investigation into whether the LePage administration has crossed legal or ethical lines in getting Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves dismissed from his new job. In a letter to the committee, Republican Senator Tom Saviello from Wilton said recent reports, if accurate, offer a chilling example of a potential overstep of executive authority. Susan Sharon has more.
With the governor now admitting that he intervened with Eve's employer and with allegations swirling that he may have broken the law, Republican Senator Saviello says it's time to clarify what occurred.
I think it's important for my side of the aisle to step up and say, you know, we're concerned about this, that we're Republicans and we feel that we need to get an answer. And it may well be that the governor was well within his authority to do what he did, but we just need to get that answer.
So Saviello has asked OPEGA to conduct an inquiry. OPEGA is known formally as the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability. It has an equal number of Democrats and Republicans who, among other things, evaluate compliance with laws, regulations, policies, and procedures. Saviello says he's deeply troubled by reports that suggest the administration may have withheld state funding for the Goodwill Hinckley School for political purposes. Other lawmakers share that concern.
We feel that the use of $530,000 of public funds to blackmail a school into firing somebody from a position is a crime. And today we took a step towards bringing accountability to the governor and holding him accountable for his actions.
Representative Ben Chipman is an independent from Portland. He, along with independent Jeff Evangelos of Friendship and Democrat Charlotte Warren of Hollowell, is also asking for a formal investigation by the Government Oversight Committee. In addition, because this type of inquiry is unprecedented in Maine, Warren says the group is also working with the Revisor's Office to make sure they pursue all options available from the House floor. And then there's the possibility of a criminal investigation. Maine Attorney General Janet Mills, a Democrat, has reportedly said she's troubled by the governor's actions. But Mills has been publicly at odds with the governor over some of his recent priorities. Such an investigation could put her in an awkward position. Warren says there are other options.
Does the attorney general appoint a special prosecutor, somebody that's seen as possibly more neutral? But another idea that we've all sort of bandied about is the idea of what about a former Governor Brennan, former Governor McKernan, and former Chief Justice Wathen, three very well-respected retired individuals, a committee that folks trust that's separate from the current legislature that can really do the work to get to the bottom of this issue.
A spokesman for the attorney general said he could not comment on any action that may or may not be taken with regard to the Governor LePage Goodwill Hinckley matter. But Tim Feely also said that the statute does not prohibit coordination between the AG's office and OPEGA. Meanwhile, House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe of Skowhegan says he welcomes Republican Senator Saviello's leadership on the LePage matter.
It's just more proof of what many House Democrats have been hearing from citizens back home, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, that really folks are just uncomfortable with the behavior of the governor. It's just truly unethical and a possible violation of law.
McCabe says all options are on the table for exploring what occurred. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.
With less than 24 hours remaining before the looming showdown between Governor Paula Page and the Maine legislature over the state budget, Maine's chief executive finds himself increasingly isolated as lawmakers call for an investigation that they say could trigger impeachment proceedings. A citizens' rally demanding a state probe and impeachment of LePage has been scheduled for tomorrow at the State House, and the LePage political machine continues to wage robocall warfare against Senate Republicans who rejected his budget proposal. A.J. Higgins has more.
The drumbeat against Governor Paul LePage seems to grow louder with each passing day. Over the past week, some lawmakers, along with the state's largest newspapers, have called for impeachment proceedings to begin. Some also want a separate criminal investigation by the Attorney General, and tomorrow, a public rally by those who support the governor's ouster is scheduled at the State House. Even support from his own party also appears to be in short supply. Over the weekend, LePage's growing isolation from GOP lawmakers prompted the New York Times to run a story with a headline describing LePage as a party of one. But the governor says that doesn't bother him.
I was elected by 1.3 million people with the most votes in the history of Maine governors to come to Maine and to get rid of the status quo and the corruption. And I will continue to do that with every ounce of blood until my last day.
LePage interprets the nearly 300,000 votes he received last year as a mandate, and he refuses to negotiate with lawmakers on either side of the aisle. The vast majority of his vetoes have been overridden with help from Republicans, and LePage's daughter Lauren has been making robocalls to the constituents of GOP senators who fail to support LePage on his policy initiatives. Conservative political consultant Lance Dutson says the tactic hasn't garnered any more support.
The alienation that's occurred by really declaring political war on his own party, I think that's going to cause Republicans outside of the executive branch to look toward taking the reins themselves and negotiating deals with Democrats.
Still, LePage has his defenders within the party.
I don't discern that the governor did anything wrong here at all.
Rick Bennett, chair of the Maine Republican Party, stands by LePage and says that much of the controversy over the Goodwill Hinckley School flap is overblown. Instead of questioning what role LePage may have had in blocking House Speaker Mark Eaves' appointment to serve as president of the charter school, Bennett says people should consider whether Eaves is truly qualified. Still, Bennett would have preferred that LePage did not engage in bare-knuckle political fisticuffs with Republican leaders such as Senate President Michael Thibodeau.
It's never good to have it get this far out of kilter, obviously, particularly between the governor and the legislators. But part of this is just tension between the legislature and the executive.
Bennett remains optimistic that when all is said and done, LePage will sit down with these Republican senators and mend fences. But Senator Roger Cates, an Augusta Republican who was also targeted by Lauren LePage's robocalls, is less confident in that outcome.
I think there are some scars here that are just not going to heal. The governor has gone after a couple of really solid allies in the Senate president and in the Senate majority leader, unfairly, in my opinion, been critical of them, and I'm not sure how that's going to play out in the next year or so.
Ultimately, Kate says the real victim in LePage's war on the legislature could be Maine itself, as businesses perceive the state's internal political turmoil as a good reason to keep looking for other places to invest in. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
Time to check on the weather forecast now with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
Drier air filtering into Maine tonight will disperse a good percentage of the cloud cover, least of all across the northern third of the state. Temperatures drop to the mid-40s in the mountain hollows, mid-50s at the coast. Tomorrow, northern and down east Maine will enjoy a blend of sun and clouds, with abundant sunshine for the rest of the state fading during the afternoon, showers overspreading the mountains late, 74 to 82 north to south, 70 to 75 at the coast. Showers and thunderstorms will be widespread Wednesday, a muggy, clammy day, 70 to 75 inland, 65 to 70 at the shore. Thursday, more sun than clouds, drier, 70 to 82 north to south, cooler at the beaches. And Friday will be lovely, sunny and warm. This is meteorologist Paul Cousins for the Maine Public Broadcasting Network.
And that's Maine Things Considered for this Monday. Thanks today to Eliza Lampert, Jay Field, and Barbara Caritti. Ahead on All Things Considered, NPR Steve Inskeep talks with Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. I'm Ed Morin. Thanks for listening.